take.
Good. We're recorded now. Entrepreneurship mindset. So we're going to talk about mindset today because mindset's so important this time, right? I found this great article and I thought, oh, it's just, I know I've done this before in the past, but I think today, with everything going around us, we really got to look back at who's controlling our mind. Are we allowing the, you know, earthly things to control our mind, right? Is that what we're doing? Are we succumbing to what's all around us? Or are we standing in a positive mental attitude that this too will pass, and it's a wonderful time to know that we're protected with our, you know, immune-boosting products and Amber Toast and all these wonderful products we're taking, and we have an opportunity for other people. So we want to keep in a positive mind frame, but that applies to just being an entrepreneur from start to finish. And as I read this article, and of course as I even prepared for the call today, I was thinking to myself, how many of us really love to call up Manatech and complain all the time about all the things that are going wrong? Because there are plenty of things going wrong at corporate, and there's plenty of things going wrong in our own businesses. But how are we reflecting our own negativity, perhaps because we're not doing enough on our end, and trying to, you know, always see the problems that corporate has, because those are so much more visual than what we do when we look in a mirror. And I just want you to, you know, as we get into this call today, I just want you to think about that. How many times do I look in a mirror and I kind of want to blame somebody else for my what's going on that's not right in my life? You know, if my business isn't growing, if Manatech business isn't growing, if I'm not signing up new people, if the products are on back order, and I always have 101 reasons why to point the finger somewhere else, when perhaps I really need to look at, am I really doing all that I can do? And as an entrepreneur, what we really want to look at is we want to look at it as from a perspective of we're in charge. We're in charge. I'm in charge of my own business. Now, you're going to have problems with your supplier from time to time, but who's in charge of your business? You're the boss. And so when we want to lay off some of those issues and blame other people and point fingers in other directions, I just want you to, you know, curl that finger back once in a while, because look at yourself. And this doesn't mean about getting depressed about some of the things that you feel like you're not adequate with. It's about really looking at yourself and saying, how can I do this better? How can I be better? How can I be better? Every day, how can I be better? That's how I look at my life, excuse me, all the time. And it doesn't matter that I'm, you know, 65 years old today. I did this when I was 25, and I'll do it when I'm 105. So it's like, how can I be better, right? So you just keep looking at that from a perspective of being an entrepreneur, because this is your own business. No one else's but yours. And you work with suppliers, and you work with your customer base, and you build the business of your dream. And if it's not fulfilling your dream, then you need to look at, okay, so what am I doing? What can I do differently to build it into what I always dreamt of? So entrepreneurship, let's start with the premise. Entrepreneurship is not a destination. It's a journey, right? We all are on a journey. So some of us, you know, have the expectation of arriving at some kind of a finish line somewhere. Well, I think that different leadership levels can be finish lines for us, but they're really not finish lines. They're just one more step closer to the next goal that we have for ourselves. So our idea is that let's get out of our comfort zone and let's try to be the best we can be and grow in every possible way. I mean, that's why here I am still building webinars and sessions and doing Facebook ads and doing all sorts of fun things because I see so many opportunities out there, and I want to try to be, you know, it's not about taking advantage of people, it's about taking advantage of an opportunity that presents itself that will allow me to contribute in more people's lives. That's what it's about. So seek out the things, you know, you want to produce things that are going to really stretch yourself. So look at when you're looking and trying to search out explosive results, it's because those things require us to stretch ourselves. And I love doing that. It's one of the reasons why I do my Monday morning call all the time, because it keeps me on top of books. I read 2 to 3 books every single month. I love sharing all the insights I get from that. I love the way it stretches me and allows me to see myself differently and come from a different place and grow as a person, because I always tell people, you're either green and growing or you're dying, right? You can have a choice there, ripe and rotting. green and growing or ripe and rotting. And I really like the green and growing a lot better than the other side. So I just keep in that growth mode. And we always are going to have, on our pathway, we are always going to have times of joy, and we're going to always have times of setbacks. There are always going to be ups. It's called the ups and downs of life. I mean, how many of you have had the perfect life, right? Raise your hand. Perfect life. Nothing ever went wrong in my entire life. Hello. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had my trials and tribulations, many of them. And, in fact, I'm right in the midst of writing a book right now. I actually, because I am doing so much with Manatech, I finally said, if I'm ever going to write this book, I better hire a ghostwriter. So that's what I did, because I've had so many pages written and so much stuff in my computer, and I finally said, this is crazy. I want to get it done. So I hired a ghostwriter. But that was about one of the greatest hardships of my life, when my brother was shot and killed by his wife. That was a horrific event in my life. And I have so much in my heart and so much over every event that happened because of that and what I did in my life and how it changed my life in such a significant way. And I know a lot of you were with me when that happened, because if you were in Manatech 20 years ago, that's when it transpired. And it's like been quite a journey. With raising kids that weren't mine, my niece and nephew, and all the, but it was something I wanted to write about. So it's like you're on a journey, but you know, no one's promised a rose garden. You know, we know we're going to have our highs and our lows. We know that bad things happen to good people, and so we need to learn how do we cope with things that aren't meeting our expectations. Do we do it with a sense of heart, of joy and further expectations, or go on corrective paths, or do we just get angry and give up? These are all options. I teach and train every day. I have a course called Kryptonite Breakthrough where I teach people, like, are you going to choose to live a life by the way you should live your life, which is what? A life of choice or a life of chance and circumstance? It's a great statement. Live a life of choice instead of chance and circumstance. When you're living by chance and circumstance, you're giving away control. When you're living it by choice, you're saying, I'm in charge. And I'm not saying from a Christian perspective that God's not in charge, because by George, he's in charge in my life, right? But I'm in charge of what I do, how I respond, the actions I take every day. I make choices. So we want to have, you know, what's your coping mechanism? Some people, you know, we turn around and you're feeling sorry for yourself, or you turn to your familiar coping mechanism. We have lots of them. You know, people, like, they use food or alcohol or binge TV watching or other things that take your focus away from what you want to accomplish in your business. And when you don't have a boss, a lot of times we get stuck in this coping mechanism. We get stuck in it for a week, a month, a year. We get mad at Manatech. We get mad at corporate, and we blame them for things not working out. And then we go in the doldrums for 6 or 8 weeks. Why are we doing this? Because it's their fault. I want to be right, Mary Jo. I said, well, maybe Manatech made a mistake, but guess what? You're making the biggest mistake, because you're not working to be the best you can be in your business. And if you focus on that, you'll create a difference. I guarantee it. So becoming a successful entrepreneur means understanding hard times are when we want to push the hardest, right? There are always going to be obstacles, so be aware of that. Number two, acknowledge, then process your thoughts, okay? So when you have thoughts that are obstacles, you acknowledge that they're there, and, you know, then process them. Your thoughts are the gateway to your feelings and your emotions. What you think about and focus on is what you'll attract more of into your life. So did you ever think about that? So when you get depressed, guess what you're attracting in your life? More depression. When you look at your business negatively, you're going to attract more negativity. When you look at your business positively and you look at, oh my gosh, this is the greatest opportunity I'm going to have in my Manatech business in years, now guess what happens? You start control your mind, control your life. And that's why I love this time for us, because this is perfect timing. We're in the health industry, which everybody wants today because of what's going on. And we're a home-based business, which is everybody's forced to be home today. So what can be more perfect for us? To go out there and serve people where they are and bring some thoughts for them and concepts and ideas and opportunities that they don't see. They don't even realize they're sitting out there waiting for them. So stay out of that dark place and feel the joy of what you have. When you feel your thoughts spiraling, give yourself 2 minutes to fully feel what's going on in your head. A lot of people have that little, okay, time out time, right? Don't try to suppress the thoughts because then they'll just pop back again. So if you have these negative thoughts, come up and go, okay, I'm giving you, you got 2 minutes, and then work through it, right? Because if you just suppress them, they grow stronger and they'll threaten to get out of control. So you can give yourself 2 minutes and then control your thoughts. It's a good strategy if you don't have one. And focus on what brings you joy and what you're grateful for in your life. What brings me joy is when I can reach out and help other people. And I'm having more fun today than I've had in a long time. And last month, the results were incredible. Manatech had the best month it's had in years, right, in terms of accelerated growth. A lot of that had to do because people were looking, and we were just there to serve them. So come from that servant's heart and expressing gratitude for where we are to be able to meet the requests and what people are looking for. And we're not done yet. Number three, focus on what you can control. Life is messy. Change is hard, right? Growing a business is not easy. Anyone on this call want to lift their hand and raise it high and say, oh, this is such an easy business. I mean, some of you go, well, it used to be easier like in the 90s when we could talk about and give all these testimonials and all that stuff. I go, oh, yeah, right. I remember struggling. I remember my first 6 months was a disaster. I needed to learn how to speak from my heart instead of my head. That was a hard thing for a lawyer to do. We all have our own limitations based on our experiences we've had in life and our backgrounds, right? So it's not easy. It's not easy. But what is easy is it's easy to love on other people. It's easy to come from contribution. It's easy to know we're making a difference. It's easy to feel led in that direction. And that's what makes it easy for me, because whenever I can touch other people's lives and help change their lives, I want to be a part of that. And that's what makes it easy. So, but there are some things that we can do. We can look at things like your marketing plan. Is it off? Then readjust it, which is why I'm working so hard at getting this out for everybody so everybody can participate in giving, you know, links for webinars, following up with people, doing Facebook ads, all sorts of things today where people are looking. They're looking to boost their immune systems and protect their bodies, as well as where can I make some extra income. Hello, where's a better place to land than Manatech to do that? I don't know in any better place. So readjust, get a plan together that will help you get on that path to recovery and make it practical and actionable. That's what that's about. Fill up your to-do list and calendar with tasks that need to lead you to those results. Number four, ask for help, then take action, right? Take action. Some obstacles feel like they're more than you can handle. That's why you go and get counsel or support from a difference between you getting through it or failing. So you don't have to be the Wonder Woman or the Superman. And that's part of what I'm trying to help you guys with on this new program is let me be the Wonder Woman and Superman, because I love that. I don't need any acknowledgement. I just love being creative in this arena. But find the help that you want out there. You have help. We have uplines. We have cross lines. We do a lot of things that people understand how to deal with crises in your life and things that are going on around you. Prayer warriors that you can have. Make decisions that are action-based always. Massive action is one of the best ways to recover from difficult situations. And that's what the plan is here, is that let's get into massive action. Send out webinar links, help people, do Facebook Live posts, do advertising out there. We have so many means to collect people. Let's go after it. Each of us has huge email banks that we have that we can approach people on our social media sites, huge, who we can connect with. Obstacles you don't have to cause you to give up, right? Learn from them and then move forward. So where do you see in your life where something happened and you got stuck, right? And sometimes getting stuck, a disaster in your family life, something like that can happen where it just takes your total focus away. It takes your breath away at times. So take the time to get over those kind of experiences. This isn't about ignoring personal responsibility, but never give up. Learn how do you move forward from that situation. Be an overcomer, right? Yeah, and recognize how they grow you and allow you to be smarter in terms of your business. The most successful entrepreneurs understand that it's not the crisis, it's what? It's how we respond, which is exactly what's written into my presentation I give. You know, crises are going to happen. It's never about the crises. It's what? How we respond to it. How are you going to respond to it? You know, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. That's what we're talking about here. Despite the fact that most people desire financial freedom, a huge proportion of them are not able to get there. Why? Why is it? Well, the suggestion is authors saying that, you know, we want to fit in. We're stuck in a society. I don't want to fit into our society. Does that make sense to some of you? When you look around and you look at what average people are doing and thinking and what they're doing today, I don't want to fit in. I want to be an influencer. I want to bring joy in people's lives. I want to bring possibility in people's lives. I want to build people into the people they could be if they can just see it. I want them to start believing in themselves and believing in something greater. So fitting in, I want to be different. We want to be the difference makers. Number five, finding your own path can be extremely difficult. He gives us 9 obstacles to overcome to reach that first, whether it's $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million, that spark your future financial success. Because we're all looking at different levels. How much did you make last year in Manatech? Some made $10,000, some made $100,000, and there are people that made $1 million. I haven't hit the $1 million mark yet. No, I'm kidding. in terms of 1 year. I'm in the millionaire club, but I haven't made $1 million in 1 year in Manatech yet, right? Even in my absolute best years, I didn't get to the $1 million. But, you know, some of us, even getting $10,000 would be terrific. Earning $1,000 a month would make a whole bit of difference in our lives. And, you know, all that is team two, team four, and then duplicating it for year four. Get them to team two, team four. That's $1,000 a month. It's not. This is what makes our business today so easy to talk to people about. It's the easiest it's ever been for me to sit down and talk to somebody and say, hey, let's get you to, you choose, $500 or $1,000. That's what we're teaching in this new program, how to get to that $1,000. Here's how you do it. You know, it's easy. Is it easy to do necessarily? Well, it depends on if you want to talk to lots of people and go out there and make a difference in their lives. Where's your heart and where's your passion? But the structure of it is simplistic. It's not hard to understand. It's just let's go out there and do it. So, but finding that path can be extremely biased towards inaction. How many of you have a bias towards inaction? Easy to talk about how you're going to start working harder or begin a new project, but in the process of actually doing it is quite different. Does everyone relate to that? What does it take? New habits. It takes getting rid of breaking old habits. One of the things that coronavirus has done to us, it's broken a lot of bad habits people had. Can I mention a few? How about addiction to sports? Oh, my goodness. Some of us, I love sport. I played, you know, college basketball in an era when women didn't have scholarships, so that was even funnier. But I played college basketball. But the idea is, so sure, I love Green Bay Packers. I grew up in Wisconsin, you know, and I love watching the Milwaukee Bucks. But baseball season is not going to open. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. So change is going to happen. So we have change all around us, right? And it's going to happen. So we just have to look at that and see what's changing around us and not let ourselves, you know, be scared or challenged. It's a forced change that in a lot of instances causes us to realign our lives. Look at things that, where are we wasting our time? And it's not about not taking time off to enjoy yourself, but are you scheduling yourself? Or are you truly a home-based business? I love the freedom of network marketing, people tell me. I go, oh, yeah, the freedom, because you don't treat it like a business. If you treat it like a business, it'll perform like a business. If you treat it like it's just something you can pick up and sit down whenever you feel like it, then you're going to create limited at best results. So what's going to shift with you to treat it like a business? Are you going to sit down and schedule out your day and your week and your month? Or are you going to just shoot from the seat of your pants? Your choice. But I can tell by just looking at people's businesses, I can tell what they're doing or not doing. If you don't have a schedule and effectively what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be sharing and how many people you're going to talk to each day and make commitments like that, then you're by the seat of your pants. Worrying about what everybody thinks, right? What other people think of me is none of my business. That's Terry Cole Whitaker's book. I love the book. I give it out to people. I tell people I recommend it. It's part of my Kryptonite Breakthrough program I'm doing, help bust people through their limiting beliefs. We worry about it. I just had an event happen a week ago in Manitech where, you know, some presidential director kind of came after me a little bit in an email that copied 30 people, and it was kind of crazy, and it was, you know, it was kind of negative feedback. It was blah, 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 on and on. And I just wrote back to her, and I said, thank you for your feedback.
I want to kill her.
Oh, Lydia said she wanted to kill her. Lydia's so funny. I said, thank you for your feedback. How many of us can do that? How many of you can actually separate when somebody pummels you or says things, a lot of which have no basis in fact? There were so many assumptions that this person was making about, you know, where we'd been and what we'd been doing and all sorts of things. And of course, eventually it turned around into a huge apology letter back to Mary Jo after she did her research. But it could have been resolved in a much better way. But it was okay for me because I can look at somebody and I go, thank you for your feedback. Can you say that and smile? Or do we get all worked up about it? And it's really not that you don't care about, you want people to like you, but there are going to be people that don't like you. They're stuck. They have an attitude. They have an edge. They don't, their personality conflict with yours. And all of a sudden you make it like it's a horrible thing. And don't let them rob you. We want to feel loved. And there is a huge benefit in doing what we can do to make those around us be happy. But it's not your number one goal in life. Never sacrifice yourself just to make somebody else happy when you're then sacrificing who you are as a human being, your beingness. When you're trying to live a different life, you're going to have to be different than others. Does that make sense to everyone here? We're all in network marketing, we really are working at putting ourselves out there to be different. We want to be independent. We want to make plenty of income to give us financial security in life. And that's different than most people in our world today. So we are going to have to maybe say no to some of our friends that work against the grain. We're going to, you know, we're not going to take slack from people. But we get to be ourselves. So quit worrying about what others think, because it doesn't accomplish anything for you. And there's so many people out there, truly, that will support you and your dreams in this business. C is the spending time with the wrong people. Oh, my goodness, I teach this all the time. In fact, I have people in my seminars sit down, and I'll have them write out. Give the average of the, give me the five people you spend the most time with. And can't be family members. So who outside of your family do you spend the most time with? And if they're actually doing the business with you, then you can write them down. But if they're not doing the business with you, then you cannot include family members. So who are the five people you spend the most time with? And Jim Rohn, he's a classic. Everybody's heard of him. You know, you should all write down those five people's names right now. Who are the five people in your life
people
that you spend?
Can't be around five people today.
They can't be. Yes, they can be around five. They can't be around six. Ten. More than 10, Lydia. But you have to be within, you have to stay outside of 6 feet of them. So you can have 10 people 6 feet apart. Okay. Anyway, she's giving me a coronavirus update. Rules. But the idea here is, who do we spend the most? That means telephone calls. It includes everything. Who are we dedicating our time to? And then I want you to look at each one of those five people and say, wow, I am going to become the average of these five people. That's what Jim Rohn tells us. So if on the average you're spending time with average people, then you're just going to become average. Is that what you want to do? I'm not suggesting you abandon your lifelong friends, but rather be thoughtful about who are you spending time with. And what's that mutual value in the relationship? If you're on the phone complaining, if you have complainers in your life, get rid of the complainers in your life. Stop talking to them. I don't like negativity. When I have people in my organization and every time they call, they just want to be negative, I cut them off. I had an executive director in my downline one time who was blah, 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 and I said, you know what, let me just be clear with you. I won't use the person's name, but I just said, if this is what the conversations you want to have with me, then let's stop conversing. Let's just take a break, a hiatus, and, you know, in a couple months from now, if you feel like, you know, being positive and optimistic and coming from solution instead of always throwing problems and dirt, I said, then let's talk again. That's what I did. None of us can take the pummeling that we get from people over and over again. When you have negative people like that, you can try to support them in seeing what they're like and how ridiculous it is, but they're so stuck in needing to be right, most of them, that they can't see that they're just this huge black cloud floating on earth that just wants to, whoever they happen to cover that day happens to get whammied by their spell. And stop it. Even when I go to Manatech with problems, you know what I usually do? I usually present a solution. I just, over the weekend, I sent Al an article in the paper that talked about, you know, how these network marketing companies are taking advantage of charities today and blah, 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 went on and on. And I sent it to Al, and I said, oh, we better not fall trap into this because this is getting a lot of hot news right now. And Al wrote back, and I said, no, Al, we're perfect. We should get news reporters in to interview Manatechers to talk about how we gave up our income. All of you need to know this. If you don't, what do you think pays for all those products that goes to in the M5M Foundation, those 100,000 meals that get fed every month? You and I gave up a piece of our compensation to make that happen. Did you know that? Yeah. I think it's 1.5% or 1% of our compensation we voted on years back when M5M was founded, and that we would give up our 1% to cover the cost of that. So we're not taking advantage of charities today. What are we doing? We're funding M5M. We're funding it. So you're a participant in making that happen. Every single week, every single month, every single paycheck you get, you've given up a percentage to help fund M5M. Cool, isn't that cool? So look at the great things, okay? We want to look at the great things. We want to hang out with people that are happier. We're not going to blame other people. Life can be brutal, and we can always get our fingers out and point fingers. But you know what? Next. Go next. We divert our attention away from the next step. We waste invaluable time because write this down right now on your piece of paper. Everybody, time is my only limited asset. And I'm telling you this in a time when people are like, they don't know where their next dollar is coming from. If you start looking at the paper or look at the news, you're going to see these young families, both of them laid off. They have a baby. They don't have any money. I mean, it just breaks my heart. And I keep thinking, Manatech, I have a solution for them, a home-based business where they can make money. And now they can make, with weekly pay, guess what? That's going to be in our training. It's weekly pay. They can help you each week. You don't have to wait till the end of the month, once a month payment. So we have an opportunity here. So don't blame others. Always, you know, look at yourself. What can I do about it? It doesn't even matter if it's somebody else's fault. So what? What can I do about it? What can I do? Somebody does something wrong, you know, in my organization or Lydia or my husband or something, and I go, okay, how do I solve the problem? I come from solution. Lydia will tell you that, right, Lynn? Most times, she says, most times. So, but it's solution. It's like, how do I solve the problem? How do we solve the problem? Don't blame others. Never thinking outside the box. Oh, my gosh. We need to think outside the box all the time. We want to be different than everyone. If you want to be different than others, then you have to think differently. Just like in a time like now. If we want to be different than other people's, we need to think differently. And some of us come from a faith base. A lot of people in Manatech do, like I do. I am. And I go, you know, Scripture says, what? Fear not. And I don't have any fears. I have none. I don't fear the coronavirus. It's out there. I'm prayerful about it, just praying to for protection for people. But even more so, praying for protection over their mindsets so that they don't allow this to spiral down their lives, that there is a better day, there will be a better future, there is something out there for them. We just need to find those people that are looking right now. And we're not going to find them unless we're doing outreach and we're doing programs and we're putting advertising out there, something to help them see a different light in this world than the darkness they're with right now because of no jobs. And they feel, you know, they're allowing the economy to control them instead of, you know what, I have a passion to help people. I can go out and help people. I can help myself in the process. I have a perfect, this is the perfect storm. Perfect storm. Viewpoints, right? That's why we're doing the perfect storm, stepping outside the conventional thinking and pushing yourself to consider alternative viewpoints. That's exactly what this is all about and why we're doing the perfect storm. We want to surround ourselves with like thinkers that are positive. And does it take vulnerability for us to leave our comfort zones to get there? Absolutely. But do you want to be part of the dark cloud or do you want to be part of the light in this storm we're in? Choose your choice. Being complacent, rid your life of non-productive routines, get rid of that, challenge yourself all the time, right? If you're stuck in a marketing approach that you've been using with Manatech for 12 months, 2 years, 5 years, and you're not getting anywhere, hello, change direction, fine-tune it, get some support. Help, get some help, because what you're doing is not working, then find something that will work. But changing every other day doesn't work either. So you have to give every one of your marketing ideas a concept of giving a chance to work. But if you've been doing it for 2 years, I'm going to suggest it's not working for you. So either you need to change, your language needs to change, your disposition needs to change, your approach needs to change. You can never be complacent, right? Always challenge yourself. Unwilling to change habits, to become the best version of yourself, you have to be prepared to make changes, right? We want to be in a concept of, let's look at self-reflection and openness to criticism that will allow us to improve. When somebody criticizes me, I say, okay, what do I find that's good here and what do I find that's not valid? I don't just dismiss it totally because I don't like to be criticized and I don't take it all in and beat up on myself. I just find what's valid, what's not, and then I make a decision based on that. Yep. Change is extremely difficult, and it can put you in your life in a state of flux. But doing so will make you better off. Change, fall in love with change. Lack of self-confidence, right? Most of us want to be wealthy. I don't know. Do you? That's a question you have to ask yourself. I kind of like to have the idea of financial security in my life because I don't like it to rob me of joy. So it's important for me to have financial security. But a lot of people out there don't even believe that they can accomplish that goal. So it starts with having faith, right? My faith is in the Lord, but I also have faith in myself. He created me in his image. So what does that mean? Make me dog meat? No, right? I'm capable. I can go out loving people. I can go and help people. I can make a difference in this world. The people that you look out there and you look at the people you admire the most, overwhelmingly, they're absolutely no different genetically than you are. I mean, there may be a male versus a female, right? But we just maybe need to work harder, smarter, right? Be more introspective. Maybe that's what those people did, and maybe we can show up in a different way to reflect their approach to life. And not learning and exploring more. Successful people are always learning. I tell the people all the time, how many books does Mary Jo read a month? Two books, probably I average two. Some months I read three, depending on my travel schedule, because that really tends to increase the amount of reading I do because I'm on airplanes. But the idea is I love to bring in new ideas and new concepts. I have a couple books sitting on my desk right now that I need to delve into. I just love books. I love to read because it gives me new ideas. It drives me. So it's like we're always learning, and I love to listen to podcasts Brendan Burchard is probably one of my favorite guys to just follow now. I mean, not everything is perfect with Brendan. It's not perfect with anyone. But he's really a positive guy, and he looks at life in a very different way. than most people. So he looks at what can be instead of disbelief. So continue learning. They have both been able to achieve, you know, you look at things like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, they both have been able to achieve unbelievable success. And Warren Buffett's hilarious. They did an interview with him last week because, of course, he's a multi-billionaire, right? And he's lost billions of dollars in the last month, and he just kind of laughs. I mean, it's just not even – it's not it, – it, it ebb and flows of life. He's not out there freaking out because he lost billions of dollars. I mean, you and I look at it and go, well, Mary Jo, that's like pocket change to him. And I go, no, it's really not. It's a significant portion of his net worth. But he's not freaking out. He knows ebbs and tides. And they're always intellectually curious. They're looking, this is a time for being curious, right? And they stay up to date on new technologies. Curiosity, asking why, never concluding that you know enough, will help you develop the creativity and aptitude needed for success. I agree with that. Okay, guys, last page. I gave you a little self-exam checklist, and you can just go through the 9 things that he talks about in this article, you know, that he put forth, and finding your own path can be extremely hard, right? He talks about that, and then he talks about what these different areas that we can look at, 9 obstacles to overcome. And this kind of gives you the 9 obstacles. So I'm telling you to go back and use this self-exam checklist and see where you are. If you're a 1, that means it's an area you need to really work on. If you can put down 5, I'm terrific at this. Yeah. And so there's a lack of confidence in yourself. If that's one of your areas, you can put a 1. If you have tremendous confidence in yourself, you can put a 5. So here's an example. Mary Jo would put a 5 on that one, okay, because I have a tremendous amount of self-confidence. That doesn't mean I don't work on myself every day of my life. I have confidence in my ability to change and to move and to grow into the best that I can become, which I will never achieve in my lifetime, but I'll always be aiming in that direction, right? So you have confidence in yourself, right? And you look at each one of those things. On a 1 to 5, where are you? Do you have a bias towards inaction? Yeah, I'm kind of inactive, so I might say, you know what? I'm really bad there. And I know you look at these are negative things, so you could say, Mary Jo, I'm really best there because I do it. I'm totally inactive. No, things that you need to work on, you want to put a 1. Things that you feel like you're totally good with, you can put a 5. So, okay, got that? Because all of them are negative terms. Or you can do it the opposite way. Whichever way it is, just evaluate for yourself where your issues are on those 9 obstacles so that you can get to work on them. All right, everybody, that's it. Any final questions, comments? Did you guys find some things about yourself in today's call? Hello? Did I scratch a surface? Somebody cleared their throat and thought maybe they could contribute here.
Hey, Mary Jo, you're awesome. And everybody on this call is too. Because, first of all, you just flooded us with good vibes and lots of notes for us to really digest and go forward. We have a gift.
Yeah. Well, you're a gift to me. Trust me, all of you are. I just appreciate you all being on the call. And because just by being on the call, you're just announcing to me that you're green and growing. You want to continue learning and growing, right? Amen. That's the number 1. Because, you know, there's that other side, ripe and rotting or green and growing. Or then there's that one that's the status quo people. I don't want to change. And I go, okay. That means you think you've arrived. Hello. As I tell people, I will have arrived when I die and I go to meet my Savior. That's when I've arrived. But until then, I am green and growing. So thank you, Mary. Appreciate you. Okay, everybody, have a great week and keep in touch. You'll get heads up from all of our development. We just sent off the next set of ads that to out there, and we're building out the site, so we will have it done this week, I promise you, and then we can get to work and go out there and make a difference in tons of people's lives because they're looking for this positive mindset. There's plenty to be negative about today, but you know what? We have a lot to be very positive about in our lives, and we're so blessed to be a part of Manatech in this process. Okay, everyone, have a great week. Talk soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.